I'm Peter MacArthur. Welcome in. Monday, it is February 27th, which, by the way, marks the start of America Saves Week. I know, it's a challenging time to save for a lot of people right now, but it kind of underscores the importance of the week and keeping longer-term financial goals in place. Not surprisingly, your state treasurer, Colleen Davis, has some input and resources to talk about for this week. So first of all, let's say good morning. Good morning, Colleen. How are you?
I'm doing well, Peter. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, glad to have you. Thank you for taking some time. I mean, look, we have a situation where it's been a challenging economic time for a lot of people, and savings, I'm not saying it's taken a backseat. It's becoming more of a challenge, though, for sure. What are the things that you want to stress to people listening right now about the week, but also about resources that you have for folks that are interested in checking them out?
Yeah, thank you so much. Well, I'll start just by saying some of the things that we're trying to highlight this week are automatic savings, saving for the unexpected, which I think we've all sort of recognized happens, saving for major milestones, saving and paying down debt is a way of saving. And then, again, saving at any age. So these are kind of the highlights each day. We're dedicating time to highlight each one of those, so Monday, you know, through Friday. And just really want people to make a plan to start taking steps. And even those small steps are huge successes.
Yeah, certainly. I know that there's a Delaware's America Saves webpage that hits on some of the things you just talked to. Where is that located?
So we have several resources. The Delaware 529 Education Savings Plan is at treasurer.delaware.gov. And okay. This is where you can look to get more information on how to save, what tax deductions are now available, and ways in which we're actually matching your savings. The other resource that is really for our state employees is under Dependable. Similar, you can find, Deferred Compensation, which is at defer, that's treasurer.delaware.gov/defer. And then Dependable is for persons with disabilities. This is where you can save for your child or loved one's future costs and needs that they may have down the road or even today. A lot of flexibility in that savings vehicle gives you the ability to pay for daily costs or to save for their future. And you can find more information at treasurer.delaware.gov/able. And then, you know, from the perspective of the Consumer Federation of America, this is has been in inception for about 16 years, and it's where every day Americans are committing to saving successfully. There are lots of tools and resources at AmericaSavesWeek.org. And you can get more information. Again, that's AmericaSavesWeek.org. And again, that it'll help to kind of highlight some of the things that are happening on a daily basis. We also have a link on my website at treasurer.delaware.gov/ASW23, America Saves Week, you know, 23. And those are great resources where you can find more information. It helps you to kind of build a personal budget, helps you to look at saving for unexpected, essentially establishing an emergency savings, and preparing for major milestones.
Yeah. As I alluded to at the top, and I just saw a stat on this morning, that a lot of people over the past, say, year have tapped into their long-term savings to deal with the ramifications of inflation. And I know that you put a stress on financial literacy. And let's face it, there, for whatever reasons, a lot of people are kind of a hot mess financially when it comes to thinking long-term. But the good thing about financial literacy is that you can kind of teach yourself some of the things that you just made reference to put yourself on the right track. You don't have to all of a sudden raise $10,000 and throw it into an account. You know, these are incremental things, day-to-day things that you can get started on to set yourself up for better places financially down the road.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right. And the small steps are the ones that really make an impact over time. So if it's, you know, not buying that coffee in the morning at the local coffee shop and rather saving that $5, it really makes an impact over time. And it's where you start. It's not where you end.
Yeah. We are looking at a financially confident you. That is also part of the theme this week. And I mean, I guess it kind of speaks for itself, but what does that mean to you, that slogan?
I mean, you know, quite frankly, what it means to me is seeing more Delawareans preparing for their future and taking a hold of independence. You know, I would love to see people reducing their debt, preparing an emergency savings. What that means is that they don't have to, you know, dig into more debt if you've created an emergency savings fund. And again, that's just the beginning. You know, the other part of it is preparing for you know, higher education, whether it's trade school or college, preparing for your retirement years. And so I would love to see more people taking advantage of some of these tools and making, you know, small changes today that will impact their long-term tomorrows.
It's really great timing for America Saves Week. I know it's kind of just coincidental that we are where we are with the economy and that this comes along now. But you're putting these things really out front in front of people, really spotlighting them. And I think that has to be the way to go. I think financially, in terms of the literacy and other the things that we discussed here, we have a ways to go collectively. You know, I think maybe it's a generational thing where, like, our parents had the pensions and didn't have to worry about long-term savings as much or whatever it is. There's still a lot of people juggling their finances day to day, living paycheck to paycheck. And that's not what you want to be up against, if possible.
True. And, you know, I think about it. I'm in my early 40s, but my grandmother lived during the Depression. You know, she was born right after the Depression and lived through that time. And so she learned early on to pinch every penny. And that sort of translated to my parents and to myself. But I think we're in a bit more of a consumer sort of era. And I think we have to just sort of set aside some of our egos a little bit and just let go of, you know, I don't need a fancy new car. I'm actually okay with the one I've got. Or can I transport myself in other ways that are more economical for me? Can I ride share? Can I do things like that? And I think it requires us to sort of shake off a little bit of the ego and really hone in on what matters and what you can get by living without. And like I said, sometimes it's that morning coffee, and it can be as simple as that. And I think the other thing that I do want to highlight is just the fact that for the first time, we've been able to establish tax deductions for that savings. So if you're saving for higher education for your child or a loved one, you can now take up to $1,000 deduction. If you're saving for a loved one in your life who is living with a disability, you can now take up to $5,000 deduction for contributing to their ABLE account. And that those monies go really far when you can not only save for the future, and it grows over time as we're investing those savings, but you're also taking that deduction in the here and now. And so so that's very impactful. And I would encourage people to kind of think about those types of ways in which to sort of save and give back and at the same time, you know, reap the benefits of doing so.
Yeah, people will not view this as the fun way to examine money, but, you know, it's information and it's a learning curve. Well worth it. You will literally get paid off by savings down the road with all those things that we address. So, yeah, America Saves Week, it runs today through March 3rd. And as Colleen mentioned, they have a number of areas that you can focus on. Take a look, make those initial steps. You know, you don't have to kill your own bank account just to start something for the long term, but it's definitely a good start. Well, thanks so much for joining us this morning, Colleen. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Peter.